Watch with me, Jesus, vigil of the hours. Part 3, Thy Kingdom Come.
Our Father, may Thy Kingdom come now into manifestation. May the senseless delays and frustrations imposed by ignorance and the spirit of vain competition be stayed. For these have separated brother from brother and slain the holy innocent thought of faith, the divine credo, into manifold arrows of mortal hostility. Gather thou from every corner of the earth and from the four corners of the heavens the spirits of just men made perfect by love, and let their daily offerings and sacrifices flow forth now as pure life energy to bless thy infinite habitation. For they are also born of thy radiant crystal fire mist, which mirrors in part the stream of thy invisible radiance, and renders the invisible Holy One visible unto thy children. May thy luminous essence draw all men unto thee, and thy supreme purpose, that thy coming kingdom may be made a reality by the many hands offered in supplicant service to thy holy cause, by the many hearts beating in unison with thine own, and by the many minds perceiving the paradise creation reappearing from the secret place of the Most High. For it is thy love which beareth fruit in the garden of men's souls, and leadeth them gently by the hand through the straight and narrow gate of thy kingdom of infinite expansion, where the artificial senses and defenses of humankind melt in the sunburst of thy light and dawning illumination. Let brotherhood, peace, and progress become landmarks of attainment. Let unity of purpose be assured, and let the cities of this earth become cities of God. Let the planet earth which thou hast drenched with thy rains of divine mercy, and showered upon with the bounties of thy harvest of spiritual grace, be raised now to the height of God attainment. Gather thou the souls of men into thy kingdom through thy holy seasons and cycles of manifestation. 2,000 years ago I sat upon my mother's knee and felt her holy innocence flowing into my soul, re-establishing the matrix of the motherhood of God, even as thou expressed in thy ever-near presence, revealing thyself unto me as my heavenly Father. Be thou the all in all to all men. Let every child of thy heart drink deeply of the draught of immortality. Let the great seed of thy word, thou sower of expanding souls, be disseminated anew upon the fields of the world. Let the Holy Spirit touch all with the light upon the mount, yea, upon the summit of attainment. Let freedom be cast abroad and honored upon thy altars, and let liberty waft upon every breeze the sweet air of divine inheritance. Thy kingdom come, thy victory be established, thy way be made plain. Let thy deliverance to the family of nations come forth now. Re-decree it so, and thou, O Lord, shall establish it from generation unto generation, henceforth and forevermore.